Paul, firstly, welcome to Portsmouth. Has it happened as quickly as these things sometimes can, or has it been a process? Obviously, you've been very busy, and then blink of an eye, you're at Portsmouth, isn't it?
I think it was a bit of a slow process. I think the talks were ongoing up to Chesterfield being in the playoffs and stuff like that, but it never inhibited our Chesterfield or our desire to be successful at Chesterfield. It was something where the talks could have went good or bad at Chesterfield in terms of what the future held. Obviously, it becomes apparent quite quickly, you know, that Portsmouth are a club that, you know, wanted me as manager, they believed in me as manager and wanted to try and give me a chance to be successful. So in the end, it was for a tougher decision, it became quite simple in the end.
Progressive 2.5 years, a successful 2.5 years at Chesterfield. So how, still, you've mentioned there, you know, the Portsmouth wanting, how difficult a decision is it? Or does it make it easy?
Oh, no, it was a massively difficult decision. You know, it's, as I've said, you know, people can speak about big clubs and small clubs and different stuff, but people should always respect supporters. You know, Chesterfield fans support their club just as passionately as Portsmouth. You know, they mightn't have the numbers, but they do. You'll see the coaches leaving the ground to go to away games, and Chesterfield fans travel in great numbers. You know, per population, I think Chesterfield's probably the best supported club in the country, and that's quite unique for the town. Obviously, now I've joined a city, a big city club, you know, that the fans demand success, they want success, and I've been entrusted to try and deliver that. And you know, the most important thing is all you can do is offer your honesty and your effort in the desire to do that.
A whirlwind of business to do in a few weeks. How do you go about trying to address that long list of things you have to do to firstly be prepared for pre-season?
Yeah, just tick boxes off. You know, you've got a long list there of what we've got to go through, and players to come in, players to go out, pre-season tours, pre-season friendlies. And I just want everyone to be on that same page at the start of the season. You know, it's a long journey in the football leagues. It's 46 games in general, and you have good days and bad. And you know, our job now is to make sure that we have a lot more good ones than bad. You know, the support here now has been here for years and years. And I said earlier, and I don't mind saying again, you know, the supporters need the team to turn up now, and that's my job to do that.
You've mentioned very clear there's almost a pressure for the team to deliver now. They must deliver.
Why shouldn't there be? You hear me? Sometimes there isn't a pressure on that for all different reasons. You know, certainly in the infancy of coming out of administration, that the managers then, the guys of this world, and they've had a very difficult job. You know, it's nigh on impossible. Now all of a sudden there's more freshness to the club. There's a clearer pathway for managers. So I'm probably the luckiest manager out there, all of the post ones, that I've got that sort of canvas that I can build off.
Let's go through some of them tick boxes if we can. Let's start with Ian Richardson, who is present here today. Can you say with confidence he will be joining you shortly?
No, I don't. I think that's unfair. Liam's down here with me for obvious reasons. He's a very professional friend of mine. So, you know, you must show, you know, the club now with the time and the playoffs for Chesterfield, people being away on holiday, you know, there's a lot of different aspects going on. So with respect to players on holiday, staff on holiday, you know, you'd like to do all these things face to face. Sometimes it's impossible to do that. So until there's the correct announcements, we'll just hold our fire on that.
Plans, conversations already had with Gary Waddock and Paul Hardiman, how you're going to move forward with the guys that are still here in the backroom staff?
We need to speak to everyone. We haven't been able to sit down with anybody yet, you know, so we'll be in all next week doing that.
And with that, 11 out of contract players, I believe the deadline of this weekend have been told. So you've been having conversations presently?
In general, we've met one or two players, but it's been over the phone. Lads are on holiday and stuff like that. So I think the club have got an announcement coming out imminently, you know, and with respect to everyone who I haven't been able to sit down with, that's the way it is.
That ruthless nature of almost having, as you have, to come in, look at that canvas and say, stay, go. Can that sometimes just benefit a freshness to a football club and you moving in with a clean slate?
I think it's the hardest part of the game. I think when you're releasing young lads, for example, you're depriving a lad of his dream, and that's not really nice. You know, we finished 15th in the league, 15th in the league last year for a reason. You know, so things must change. It's not always nice, you know, and I don't ever speak about the past or what other people have done, because that's not why we're here. We're here for the future. So the most important thing now is the future. You know, dealing with the past must be dealt in a professional way and a correct way, and then it's all systems go.
Targets identified, conversations being held. Best way to summarise how you want to sort the incoming?
I think we're close to one or two deals now, so I think the Portsmouth fans can be rest assured that we're working to sign players now. I think, you know, I'm speaking with Mark before, I think we're very close to getting one done.
Fantastic. And I will mention one individual. It's how much you want to say about him. It's not Gary Roberts. There's obviously been linked with the move to Portsmouth. How much would you love to be able to bring, if possible, Gary to the South Coast?
I think Gary's a Chesterfield contacted player. And, you know, I'll speak about Gary purely because he's a personal friend and I know the lad well. And Gary playing for any team in any division would be a fantastic player. Unfortunately for us, he's contacted to Chesterfield. You know, and that's as far as that conversation should go.
pre-season. I was told before you were officially confirmed that there'd been plans put in place waiting for managerial approval. Were you close to getting that done? Have you been able to get that announced as well?
We're trying our best. We're working on a couple of different things. There's a couple of key issues, and you know, the players are very important in everything that goes on in terms of fitness, in terms of feeling good about themselves and everything. So we're working on a couple of different aspects, and I'm sure we'll have an announcement on that soon as well.
Is it one of those you want to get away somewhere for a few days?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. The new lads need to integrate with the lads who are here and stuff like that. We need to start from a point, get a bit of a togetherness together and go forward together.
Very quickly, you said, almost in your first interview you did with the in-house media here, you said the P word, promotion, which hasn't always been put out there from day one by previous managers. Did you feel it was just important to lay your cards on the table?
I'm not here to finish 10th, am I? So, unless we are, that'll be a good season. No, listen, we're here to do our best. You know, every team starts the season wanting to win the league. I tried to win the league this year with Chesterfield in League One. Unfortunately, we finished 6th. You know, not everyone can't win the league. You know, we're on the starting lines. That's the requirement. It's our desire. And it's what we're going to work towards if we don't finish. I always say, and I don't mind saying it, you know, the end league table doesn't lie. That's where you deserve to finish.
Fran Park, very special old girl, as she's called here, that we're sat just looking over at the moment. Recent past, it's not been the fortress it once was. How do you go about, Paul, trying to bring that fortress-like nature back to this place to make it horrendous for opposition players to come to again?
It's a slow process, isn't it? You know, supporters now have got a new dawn, you're the new manager, and they want to believe. You know, and a big test for us will be the first league game at home. You know, when we know the ground will be full, we'll turn up with all the hopes in the world. And, you know, what we can just provide them support with is the honesty that we're doing our best. And I think if you can put a team on the pitch that plays good football and does its best, I'm sure we'll all be happy.
You prepared almost for the heat from your own as well, the expectation of, before you've even addressed taking anyone on, your own fans, the expectation here that we'll always be here at Portsmouth Football Club.
I don't fear it. You know, I'm lucky enough when we play at home that I've got 15,000 to 20,000 people wanting us to win. So I just look forward to that day.
Do you have to have something a little bit different, though, to be able to handle that? Because not everyone can they, from their own?
I don't know. It's everyone's built differently, aren't they? That's something that I certainly don't fear. You know, by the time the game kicks off, we all want to win and we'll do our best to tie.
We'll finish, Paul, if we can, with a message, because, you know, it's pressing on, isn't it? But patience, is that also important at this time?
No. There's no message to the Portsmouth fans. They've heard them all.